You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Ailey Morrison is a third-year physics student at Aberdeen University. She's here now to tell us about highs and lows of being a student. What made you decide to study physics, and why did you choose Aberdeen?
Well, I live in Aberdeen, so it was easy commute, but I do definitely want to move out, maybe into student accommodation, because from home to uni, I have to take two buses in the morning, and it's so frustrating being a blind person and being able to read the number on the bus. That's quite tricky. And I've always loved physics, especially anything to do with space, since I was a wee girl.
And did you feel prepared to go to university from your last step in education, or were you quite nervous to begin?
Well, from school, like everyone I suspect, I wanted to go straight to uni. But because of my hires and everything that happened in my last 2 years, I didn't actually have the qualifications I needed or I thought I deserved because of support. If unis were looking at National 5 grades, I would have definitely got there straight away because of my wonderful QTVI at the time. But that changed as she retired, which was really sad. I didn't get the grades I wanted, so I needed to go to college first. So I was like, okay, I'll do a 2 and 2. But then realized that going into third year straight away from 2 years of college wasn't an ideal situation for me. And I needed time to learn the uni and learn where the student support was and learn how the library works and things like that. So I went back into second year at uni and it seems to work out okay.
What were you nervous and excited about when you first started uni?
The big thing was how different it was from college and school and not knowing what to expect.
What are some of the biggest differences you've noticed between university and college?
Just how independent you have to be in uni. They don't give you anything at all. You have to be the one to send all the emails and make sure you get all your extra time and your exams. In college, they gave it to me, whereas I have to fight for it in uni.
And was there anything you were really excited to try that was new when you first started?
Having that opportunity of being able to be that little bit more independent and start new and make friends and be a student, I guess. And I've actually found this out quite recently. In lockdown, before I started at Aberdeen Uni, there was like meet people on Teams who went here before and they talked about their experience. And one of those people was Nufaki, Paralympian, who rides on a tandem. I knew he was from Aberdeen, but I had no idea he went to Aberdeen Uni. And then another surprise hit me, he did physics. So some of my lectures have taught him before, so they kind of knew how to help a visually impaired person.
Have you found your lecturers and other students have known how to support you, or do you feel like there's more work that needs to be done for visually impaired students to be given all of the resources that they need?
First starts like the other students. One of them in my class was actually in college with me, so I found that very good as they know my vision, so they're able to help, but also just as a friend for the like uni staff and my lecturers. They need to do a little bit more to support me. For example, last week I had an exam worth quite a lot of my grade and I wasn't given my extra time. So I had to go around stressed out, screaming to student support, asking them for my extra time. And I have to send countless emails reminding them that I need extra time in the exams. And it's so much work and stress that such people don't even think about. I just wish that I didn't have to do that and go through that stress so I could just do the exam like everyone else without thinking about what emails I have to send.
And are there any other changes you'd like to see in higher education to make it more accessible or make things less stressful for you?
Before anyone starts, the university should like get in contact with you and like maybe give you a tour around. I don't know for other uni campuses, but Aberdeen is quite big and I didn't know where I was going. Last year it was okay because I was just in two buildings that were opposite each other. But this year I'm in all over the campus, and that was really scary for me because I had no idea where I was going. It was all new. Someone giving me a tour around would be super helpful.
And is there anything you'd like your sighted peers and lecturers to be more aware of?
They're willing to ask questions to help me and to understand, which is great, but I think they could be doing it more. If everyone came together and said, okay, I'm your lecturers, they could talk about it together and have a community of how are we going to support ALA.
What are some of the other big challenges that you've faced so far?
The biggest one is, unfortunately, I didn't receive the grades I wanted in second year, so I've had to split my third year into two for ease because I have to take an extra course this year because of last year. And it's just so much work because a visually impaired person takes 10 times longer and more effort to do something than a sighted person would. So just to make it easy on myself and less stressful, we have had to split my third year into two, which means I will graduate a year later than expected. And that was really tough going on me. I didn't want to do that, but it needed to be done. And I think starting third year now, I feel like it was the right decision.
Is there anything you're excited about this year, a course, or with the split year, have you found you have a bit more time and things are less stressful?
I thought it would be that way, but it's really not. I am working at the same time as last year, but I have joined societies this year, which I was too afraid to do last year and might step out of my comfort zone, but I just want to do it this year. So I joined the show choir. Every Tuesday night, I rehearse and we sing and dance as a group, and I've made some friends because of it. Before I even started uni, I sat down on our website and was like, yes, I want to do that one, that one, that one, that one. I came up with 11 societies I wanted to join, and then I had to stop myself because I have a degree to do.
Well, thank you so much, Ailey Morrison, for joining us to talk about your student experiences at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
RNIB Connect Radio contacted Aberdeen University for their response, and Professor Abby Brown, Dean for Student Support, said, quote, "The university is fully committed to equality for all its students and staff, and our commitment to inclusion guides everything we do. Our disabled student pathway provides a route through which the university provides ongoing support via specialist advisors who work with individual students who have shared a disability or long-term health condition to identify, implement, and review their specific requirements. When working with disabled students or those with a long-term health condition which impacts on their studies, student support services and academic staff aim to ensure that reasonable adjustments, such as extra time for assessment, are put in place and consistently implemented. Nonetheless, we understand that the level of support a student receives may vary across schools and departments, so we are working to enable a more holistic approach to inclusion and to the use of reasonable adjustments to ease the process for students and reduce the need for engagement with multiple members of staff. Inclusivity is at the heart of our delivery and planning for teaching and assessment, building on new practices developed during the pandemic. We are committed to ongoing improvement in this area, understanding that each student's needs are different, and encouraging them to share their experiences to shape and enhance our approach."